Active learning approaches have been widely recognized as valuable tools for improving students' engagement and understanding on content. Aiming to provide opportunities for use learning objects for teaching physiology, the Physiology Research Group at Federal University of Health Science of Porto Alegre, UFSPA, developed a puzzle about action potentials. The study aimed to provide students with a comprehensive and interactive learning experience and present preliminary results regarding the contribution of the puzzle as learning object in physiology in health courses throughout the student's perception of learning object and its learning. Sampling was carried out for convenience in the physiology disciplines of the medical physics and medical chemistry courses at UFSPA. In the year 2022, students who participate in disciplines are signed the free and informed consent form were included in the research. After the theoretical classes on resting potential and action potential in neurophysiology, the students did a collaborative activity in groups that consists of putting together a puzzle as a learning object, with three different situations about the resting membrane potential and the phases of actual potential. Using pieces of paper coverage with contact paper that represent the cell, the plasmatic membrane, the ion channels, and the ions, as a way of reviewing the content and clarifying doubts. After the activity, participants answered the Learning Object Evaluation Questionnaire, LORI, Learning Object Review Instrument, evaluating the learning object at levels 1 to 5, with 1 being the lowest grade and 5 being the highest, regarding its quality, alignment with the learning objective, design, usability, and interaction, accessibility, reusability, motivation, and adaptability. A self-perception of learning questionnaire also applied with answers on a Likert scale according to the level of agreement. The learning object was evaluated by 34 respondents. The LORI evaluation revealed that the learning object was evaluated with the maximum score by 61.76% of the participating students regarding its quality, 73.53% regarding alignment with the learning objective, 67.65% regarding design, 70.59% is regarding usability and interaction, 32.35% is regarding accessibility, 79.41% is regarding reusability, 73.53% is regarding motivation, and 76.47% is regarding adaptability. Regarding the self perception of students learning, 88.24% of students completely agreed the learning object contribute to their learning, as 85.29% reported that the learning object helped with memorization, 70.59% reported that would help it to improve performance in the neurophysiology area, 88.25% in the understanding the content, and 79.41% in the perception that they still had doubts. However, 52.94% of the participants reported that they felt discomfort and or resistance in participation in the activity. And our conclusions of the preliminary results demonstrate that the use of teaching resources can be a good aid in learning.